First of all, tell me about how the Crestmont Club, you're up and running. How's the fall been?
Very good. Good, good, good. Staff working hard to welcome a substantial number of kids into that club. You know, we with our smaller club site within the Bloomington Housing Authority, we're serving about 35, 40 a day. We've seen one day with 130 kids here. So big changes, big adjustments, but the staff are standing up to it and adjusting and getting it done. So we're very excited about that, and the kids are absolutely loving the new facility.
How's your construction doing on Lincoln Street?
Demo is underway, so it's
that's where I could help.
Yeah, what's that?
That's where I could help. Swing a hammer, yep, knock some stuff over.
And there's a lot. If you've driven by, you'll notice on the south side of the building, in what very little grass we have over there, is a very small mountain of concrete parts from the internal lower level of the club. When you walk in there now, it is clear wall to wall with all of that being removed. So very interesting to see it, much like it was when it was an armory. Before it was a Boys and Girls Club. So
they call that a open floor plan concept, right?
Very much so, yes. Wall to wall.
Do you have granite countertops as well? Do you have all these home shows as we watch and all make fun, because everybody wants exactly the same thing? But
yes.
We're happy that progress is moving in the right direction. And you have events throughout the year that helps fund all of these wonderful things, and you've got a couple big ones coming up. Tell me what I need to know, what I need to mark on my calendar here coming up shortly.
Well, there's one tonight. I'll give a quick shout out to our auxiliary hosting their holiday auction tonight. At the convention center. I know some folks who are listening now are planning on attending, and they're such an amazing powerhouse that supports club programming annually in so many great ways. One is the Strawberry Festival, and one is this holiday auction. So kudos to everyone who's helping out with that. But the big one that we're setting our sights on, too, happens on December 7th. This is our Man Up to Make a Difference event. I think we're in year maybe six at this point already. Really excited to be partnering with Brent Slinkard and Angelo Pizzo and Bob Hamill, who teamed up to write the book, The 25 Greatest Sports Stories in the History of Indiana. And we're going to be highlighting some of those stories at this event. We've got Quinn Buckner, Bobby Plump, we've got Ken Kaczmarek, and then just got confirmation yesterday that Damon Bailey will be joining us.
Wow.
As well. Yep. So Damon doesn't do this kind of stuff very often. So it's really a neat opportunity to get him in this setting and such. So
now let me ask you a crazy question.
Yeah.
You're going to have all these guys on stage. This program's going to take 6 hours, or at least it should. All the stories with Bobby Plump's going to have, and Quinn and Damon, and obviously I talked to Ken Kaczmarek the other day. What a great guy he is. And you're going to be there all night. That's fine with me, right?
It is a little bit longer than normal.
Good.
Six to nine. Yep. We typically try to be very, very respectful of people's time, but we are laying it out there. It will be a 6 to 9 event. But you're right, and it's going to be very unique this year. Brent Slinkard, very creative guy, wants to pull this off with an ESPN sports desk kind of feel. And so the creativity behind this is just kind of mind-boggling, and I'm very excited to be a part of it.
You know who's another do-gooder? That Bob Hamill's a do-gooder.
Yeah, he is.
He's always doing good stuff.
Yeah.
And we thank everybody for participating in this. Now, my other silly question would be, you're tearing up your club. Where are you going to put this?
Well, this is going to happen at the new Crestmont Club.
Wow. How many people can you fit in there?
We're anticipating somewhere in that 350 to 400 range. So it's a little bit bigger venue than what
That's
we have
fantastic.
At the Lincoln Street Club right now. Yeah. It'll be great to have people in here and seeing the new facility and celebrating with us in that way, too.
Now, this is going to get you dinner. This is going to get you the presentation. This is going to get you the 25 greatest sports stories. Wow, that's a busy night.
It is. It's fantastic. It is. And right now, it's an important time to go to our website at bgcbloomington.org and get your table, because We've just extended for a short period of time the discount that you can take advantage of. Normally, a table's going to cost you $700. Right now, it costs you $525. A seat normally costs $100. Now it's $75. So, really an important time. If you've been thinking about jumping in on this, you do want to get on that now because of the savings. And I think that goes on until midweek of next week.
And then you can take the money in the savings and give it back to the club through their live auction. What are you going to have on display, and who's running your auction?
So we've got Ike Redden's going to do it for about the third or fourth year in a row.
Great.
Yep, came from us through Jimmy Dean Coffee. Ike has just gotten better and better every year. A lot of the items are still coming together, but I know we have a pristine little 500 bike that we're going to auction off. We've got another a bourbon tasting. That's always a hot, hot item. Matt Colglazer with Big Red Liquors does that and does a wonderful job of coming to your home and presenting a whole host of different
bourbons. Nice.
So yeah, so two of the really neat items that I know we've got lined up and working on a few other things right now as well.
Yeah, you should get Quinn and Bobby and Damon. What a crew you've
got
here. How'd you line up all these guys? How'd you line up all these guys?
Well, a lot of it had to do with starting with Bob and with Brent and with Angelo. But, you know, we've got an ever, obviously, with the expansion we've done, we've got an ever-increasing number of people who are standing up in a very firm and big way for kids. And a lot of those people who stand up for kids are willing to stand up and go find great people like this to come and be featured individuals. And so, yeah, just great. It's the great Boys and Girls Club family who step up and leverage their relationships with these folks and say, come on, we need you. And so kudos to Quinn and Bobby and Damon for saying yes, and Ken as well for saying yes to what we're doing.
It's a great lineup. Jeff Baldwin's our guest this morning. Man up to make a difference. An inspirational message, dinner, and live auction will be taking place Thursday, December 7th at the Boys and Girls Club, the Crestmont Club. BGCBloomington.org has all of your registration, sponsorship availabilities, and anything else you need to go along with all of that. Six of these is pretty good. Each year you've had some very inspirational speakers. What message are you trying to get out there through Man Up, Jeff?
Well, certainly, you know,
It sounds obvious, but I want you to tell me anyhow.
Right, I understand. But the, you know, very clearly, Quinn, Bobby, Damon, Ken, they do not do what they do and did in their sports history without great people standing beside them and with them, guiding them through the process, right? It's impossible to get there. And so it's going to be weaving those two things together that we need. We need great people in our lives, and this is what the one of the key elements of club programming is, providing those great mentors and adults who provide that guidance and modeling that kids need to have. So, and in particular, focusing on our Passport to Manhood program that walks our club young men through a process that hopefully gives them some real guidance as to what it means to be a man in today's society with the leadership of adult men from the community. So we'll be focusing on that as well.
You have some wonderful role models for that. So a great night, 6 to 9, BGCBloomington.org has all of your information, all of your ticketing information, all your early bird information as well. So that's very, very exciting. What else? Anything else coming up? We got the big holiday auction coming up this weekend. You've got this going on. That should be enough to wrap up 2017, shouldn't it?
It is enough. You know, we'll have every year one of my most favorite traditions with the Boys and Girls Club is our annual Thanksgiving dinner. And we'll have about 200 people, club families, together to enjoy a wonderful meal supported by the Cockrum family through Terry's, and just really appreciate them and what they do for that event. So that's coming up. Also need to point out, too, that important to when we're talking about the Crestmont Club, it's no longer just the Crestmont Club. It is now the Steve and Connie Ferguson Crestmont Club.
Oh, outstanding.
Yep, isn't it? And, you know, both Steve and Connie, like us, coming into this Crestmont community, driving a stake in the ground, and moving in a positive direction to give people the opportunities they deserve in this community.
And Jeff, obviously, with the brand new Crestmont Club and the renovations going on at Lincoln Street, the price of admission obviously has to go up for these kids.
No,
it doesn't.
It's actually $5 in the Crestmont community. So if you want to be a Boys and Girls Club member here at the Stephen County Ferguson Crestmont Club, it's $5 a year.
And $20 at the Lincoln Street location. That's it. That's for whatever day you're open. That still blows me away that you guys can do that. But when you have great partners in the community, when you have great business partners in the community, that's what makes this all possible. BGCBloomington.org has all of your details. You can contribute. You can get involved. You can learn more information on all that. Why don't you give me a call back, buddy, when we get close to Man Up, and we'll remind everybody. We'll do that in December because we're going to blink, and it's going to be December. So that means we'll probably talk to you next week. Thanks for your time, as always, Jeff. Have a great weekend.
Oh, appreciate
and,
you.
We'll keep the word moving along.
Thanks, Mike. Have a great weekend.
Good job, buddy. Jeff Baldwin, local do-gooder and the executive director of the BGC Bloomington, the Boys and Girls Club. Go to BGCBloomington.org to learn more.